San Diego Supervisors OK Old Town, Tijuana River Valley Park Upgrades. San Diego. The County Board of Supervisors voted unanimously December 14 in favor of improvements to parks in a historic, popular San Diego tourist spot in the Tijuana River Valley. The board agreed to solicit bids to develop and operate a recreational complex in the Tijuana River Valley Regional Park in the South Bay region, and make upgrades to Heritage County Park, located in Old Town. Supervisor Nora Vargas, in whose district the Tijuana Park is located, said such a facility would highlight youth and adult sports. Obviously, this is just the start, and it would be a long process where the community would be involved, according to Vargas's office. Vargas said Wednesday that for years, residents who play baseball at the park would have to use a gas station bathroom due to a lack of facilities. "We need to elevate investing in this area," Vargas said, adding that a vacant 64-acre lot located in the park's northeast corner offers an expansion opportunity. No project cost estimate was available. The Old Town project involves renovating 5 Victorian-era structures into hotels, featuring up to 23 guest rooms, a lobby, community rooms, and public restrooms. According to information on the county agenda, the outdoor park would feature improved landscaping, walking paths, interpretive signs, an outdoor classroom, and a conference center. The project is estimated to cost $13 million. The county's current budget includes $8 million for the project, while the State Parks and Recreation Department will provide a $5 million grant. According to the county, project construction will begin next spring, with completion by early to mid-2024. Board Chairman Nathan Fletcher, whose district includes the popular Old Town, said Heritage Park is unique and home to a synagogue, historical burial plots, and an incredible outdoor space, right in Old Town. Opening up the Victorian homes will also allow more public participation, Fletcher added. During a public comment period, two South Bay residents voiced their support for an expanded Tijuana River Park. Norma Chavez Peterson, who described herself as a soccer mom and lifelong South Bay resident, said she knows firsthand about the lack of green space for recreation in her region. Chavez Peterson said park upgrades will benefit the entire county. She added that as a member of the Rebels soccer club, she and the club during the COVID-19 pandemic had to drive to the community of Jamul or the Claremont neighborhood just to practice. Chavez Peterson said she looks forward to the county designing something that's beautiful for families to enjoy. Supervisor Jim Desmond was absent Wednesday, and his office didn't provide a formal reason. Wednesday's regular meeting, which focuses on land use and environmental issues, was the last for 2022.